welcome to the broadcast with Amanda, Shandy, and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is episode number 124, season 3, episode 34. How is it going?
Lovely.
Good.
How about yourself?
It's going. Chugging right along. It's Tuesday.
Cheers to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesday. Yeah. I did some geocaching over the Instagrams yesterday.
Yes.
Which, fun.
I don't know if either of you saw it, but
I did.
Okay. So now you
the mystery is now solved as to what a geocache looks like.
Yes.
So thank you for that.
You're
because
welcome.
I was very, very much wondering.
Apparently they can be different things that's not just like containers. As JP was kind of telling me a little bit about it last week, and then John Norton messaged me and was like, seems like the wood ones are giving you trouble. Why don't you try one that's like not in the woods? And I was like, I'm never not in the woods, which sounds funny. But I was like, I did try that parking lot one at my therapist's office 3 times and never found it.
So wait, so they're not all containers, then what are they? Like a monument? Like
it could be just I think it could be just different things. Like it could be a little trinket. Like one of the ones that I've never found, it's like the hint is look up and it's in the forest. So I'm assuming it's something that's gotta be like hanging from somewhere, right?
But isn't that the point that there's like things hidden inside it?
I guess so.
So then if it's not
some of them are just like the logbook. Some of them I don't know.
Okay. Fun though.
Yeah, it was fun. I was gone for so long from my office that they were like, did she die like somewhere? But I had told them before I left. I was like, so I'm going geocaching for my podcast. If I don't return in an hour, that's why.
You're on a roll.
I'll see you all soon.
Nice. I believe JP also sent us a geocache to show us.
Yeah.
So that was I take back what I said. That was actually my first glimpse.
Yeah.
Luckily, this is like the perfect time of year to go through the woods to do that shit because, you know, not everything is out yet. Although I did see a baby black snake on the road part of the trail, like a half a mile, like halfway back to my office. And I was going to Insta and be like, oh, just kidding when I said there were no snakes around here. But I was actually at that point running back because I got the phone call that Alex needed to be picked up because he was sick.
Oh,
Double ear infections for the win.
But he also
has- guy.
So, yeah, that was my big news. That and I watched Finding Neverland, which I think we are going to talk about next week.
Leaving Neverland.
Leaving Neverland. Finding Neverland.
Finding Neverland is,
totally is
a totally other thing.
Yeah, that's a fun movie
when,
to watch.
When you first
that gives
mentioned
you a happy
that,
feeling.
That's why, Colleen, that's why I asked you what like network it was on, because I looked on everything for Finding Neverland and couldn't find the thing that I knew was the documentary that recently came out and was like so confused. And then, yeah, so then I was like, oh, Leaving Neverland.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe Finding Neverland is the colon Firth from, one? No, not Firth, colon hot one, former drug addict.
Colin Farrell?
Colin Farrell, yes, thank you.
I thought it was Johnny Depp.
Oh, shit, is it? Okay, well.
I'm not sure, but it came out in 2004 because it definitely was the thing that came up when I was searching.
Yes, and it's about the author of Peter Pan.
Right,
yeah,
and he's actually
Johnny
kind
Depp.
Of fascinating. He actually never grew up.
Yeah.
Jan Barry. No. But what's the Colin Farrell one then? Colin Farrell.
Is that the one?
Pan.
No, I was going to say, is that the one about Winnie the Pooh? But that's not Colin Farrell. That's
Saving Mr.
Donald
Banks.
Gleason.
No, he's in the Mary Poppins one, Saving Mr. Banks.
Ah, yes.
Okay, they all kind of blend together.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Cool.
Yeah, I had a lot of feelings and wanted to talk a lot about Finding Neverland. So
leaving.
Shit.
It's already been found. We know where it is.
Oh man, I don't think it exists. It's where Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny live, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Second star to the right and straight on till morning.
Woo! So Leaving Neverland. Do we want to talk about that next week?
I'm down.
Yes. Okay.
I think I'm super down. Yeah.
I think that we're going to have a talk, guys. So send in your feedback for that if you have anything. Like, I think we're going to have, I have, you know, I have a lot of things that I wrote down actually while I was watching it. Cause I was like, so, I don't know. It just was a, it was an experience for me to watch that. Not, I've never been sexually abused as a child. So please don't think that that's what I'm alluding to. I just, I don't know. I don't want to say I didn't enjoy watching it, but like I had a lot of thoughts and a lot of things I wanted to talk out after watching it.
Yeah, I will say like major trigger warning for it. And it's not so usually I wouldn't watch that kind of thing, but I like really couldn't stop.
Yeah.
I somehow could stomach it. I don't understand how. I mean, not that I could stomach it, but like I could get through it. You know what I mean? Like, which I wasn't. Wouldn't have expected. So if you hadn't talked to me about it, Colleen, I think it's the kind of thing that I would just be like, nope, staying away from that.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad that I watched it. And yeah, I would definitely like to discuss it as well.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah, so please send us your feedback about that next week. And then I guess I'll just say this now. We're going to talk about Russian Doll in 2 weeks. But if you want to get your feedback in, we'll just bank it away and then we'll talk about it. And is that the 26th, I think?
Yes.
So we're going to talk about it on, we're going to talk about the episode that we record on March 26th, but then we're taking a week off from recording the week of April 2nd and we'll
spring break
and we'll release the podcast on Russian Doll on April 5th. So, okay. That's the plan for the next few weeks. Please. Yeah. So leaving Neverland next week, Russian Doll, the 26th. Okay. I'm struggling tonight, everybody. How's everybody else doing?
Fine. Yeah. I'm really tired. I don't know why. I like had a very relaxing, no plans weekend. So I think I got too much rest.
One of those, your body got too much and now it like wants more.
Yeah. I think I just have to like live my life sleep free. And then it's not a problem. Too much sleep like upsets the balance.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I'm going to Chicago next weekend though. And I hope to find out.
Oh, nice. What's in Chicago?
Hamilton.
Oh, nice. Look at you.
We're doing a joint birthday trip.
Nice.
Like that was our gifts to each other, was to go to Chicago and see Hamilton. And
oh, cool.
Yeah. So we planned.
Second time, different cast. This will be exciting.
I know. I am really excited to see it. So yeah, I'm excited to see it again. You know. Yeah.
Do it.
It's gonna be great. What about you, Shandy? What have you been up to?
I did my 16-mile training run on Sunday.
Ooh. 7 weeks away?
It's end of April. So something like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6.5 weeks at this point.
Yeah.
So it's been the weirdest training ever, like this year and last year. It's like I don't even know what happened. It can't be that I'm in my mid-30s. Like, I'm too young for that. But it's just between, like, my schedule. So I haven't been getting in as many of my, like, runs during the week as I normally would. And, like, last week I didn't really run at all during the week, which is not good. So I was very nervous for the big run. It was fun. Like, I did a couple of runs at the end of the week. Anyway, whatever. This is not interesting. I'm sorry. But the 16 miles kind of wrecked me. It was okay, but it kind of wrecked me. Like all day yesterday, I was walking around very much like I had a stick up my ass or something. And not because I was stuck up, but because I was like, you know, it's the weird, like, hard to walk. But today I feel like so much better. It is really amazing what the body is capable of and like how much you can come back from. But anyway, that's my thing. I'm very happy that this coming weekend is a taper week. So my long run is 6 miles this weekend. And I am very, very stoked about that.
Nice. Yes.
So when one runs 14 miles, I mean, obviously you have to have some kind of course. Like you have to know where you're going. Like, I don't think I would even know what is 8 miles away from my house in order to, you know, like I wouldn't even know how to even begin to plot that.
Yeah, I have like in my, like where I live, I could be a lot more interesting, I suppose. And it also sort of, I think I was more interesting when I was in a little bit better shape because I would do a lot more hills and that opens up certain things that now I'm kind of like, I don't want to make myself do anything too hard because anyway, that's neither here nor there. But there is like a really long trail along the coast, which I run all the time and is super gorgeous. But it's that one of those things where it's like, even though it's stunningly beautiful, it gets old when you
do it all the time. That's fair. That's what she said.
Variety, right? But there are like various little like loops that I'll do. I don't really mind doing out and backs. Like Frank doesn't really like, some people just like really don't like an out and back, don't like retracing their steps. I do not mind so much. So like if it's like a 10-mile run, for example, it's very easy for me to just go 5 miles in one direction and then come back.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
For the 16, I mean, ideally I'd like to do a loop, but like, it's fine. For the 16 mile, like what I usually do is a combination of a couple of like one little loop in this neighborhood that I really like, that's really pretty. That's like 2 miles. And then if I'm feeling in better shape, there's this other neighborhood that I can go up into and I can get like a good 7 to 8 miles out and back of
that's good.
But nice. That gives you like 10 miles already. Then like the trail that I usually do this time, I went in one direction for like a 5 or 6 mile out and back and then the other direction for the other one. And then ta-da. So it's like a weird cobbled together course.
Yeah.
But nice. It works.
Cause I walk a lot and I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I
find I can do an out and back walking, but I can't do it running.
Really? Yeah. Is it because like if you go up and like up a hill or down a hill, you're like psychologically you're like, I got to come up this the next way?
Maybe, but I would almost put it more at the more straightforward. It just boring.
Yeah. And I get that. But for me, there's like a motivation in like, you just got to bring it home now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're going home. Like, so
I also
it is faster. It feels faster at that point because you know where you've been.
You know exactly where you're going. And I pick neighborhoods that have more interesting or nicer homes that I can like creep on too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that plan.
Yeah. No, for sure. There's actually a run that I did a couple of weeks ago with Frank. I think I talked about it. It was like, was that on my birthday weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where we basically ran like from here, like through like Pebble Beach and to this other town, Carmel. So like, but like running through Pebble Beach is kind of cool, you know, because it's like a gated community. I mean, it's not.
Well, is that where the golf course is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really, it's like a really pretty area. So that's fun to run through. And you can drive on for $10, but you can like walk on for free.
Cool. Yeah.
The most boring one I've ever done was when I lived in Montana in this neighborhood, it was just like grid streets. And I don't even remember why, but I wasn't really feeling it. So it was like basically like a mile from my street down to like the university. So I would go down that street and then go to the next street over and run back up and then go to the next street over and run back down and then go to the next street over and run back up, like all like 10 miles down and then 10 miles back in this like snake grid thing.
Oh,
and it was, that was kind of dumb, but but that's how I got 20 miles, you know, sometimes
you do, it's not the most do.
Yeah, it's not the most exciting. But again, it's like there's all these other factors that you have to think about too. Like if you're training by yourself as a woman, where you feel comfortable that you can run, where you can, all of these silly things that we have to take into consideration because we don't want to die.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I forgot to tell you guys before we move on. This is real quick. So remember last week I had the big glass of wine? And I had two of them. And then I told you guys, I was like, I'm feeling kind of buzzed. So I need to like, you know, not have more wine. So, you know, after we were done, like I went upstairs and I guess I was still kind of buzzed. And I remembered I had to sign Zach up because he wants to do softball or t-ball or whatever the freak you do at the 5-year-old level, 4-year-old level. So I signed him up and then I guess at one point, one of the questions was, do you want to be a coach? And I didn't. But I guess I signed Jay up to be an assistant coach and then had completely and totally forgotten that I did that. And then on Wednesday night, we came downstairs to do the Survivor JJC podcast. Oh, no, I was upstairs. Like I was, you know, like doing like a pee break or something before like coming downstairs. And I checked my email and I saw that. It was like, you know, your first coaches meeting is March 21st. And I was like, oh my God, I forgot that I did that. And then I went downstairs and I was like, so I may have signed you up to be an assistant coach for Zach's softball. And he was like, yeah, I know. I just saw the email. I was like,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm like, it's gonna be great.
Bonding fun.
Exactly.
Like super fun. You're not coach. You're just assistant coach.
Yep. Make some new friends with the other coaches.
Exactly. It's for an hour a week on Saturday. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. How long is the season?
It's from April 6th to June 2nd, I think.
That's not bad. No, it's like 2 months.
That's not that long.
And it doesn't meet for Easter or another weekend or Memorial Day. And so it's like literally the only time throughout the entire year that we are foreseeably in Raleigh for every single Saturday that they would have. So it's a half an hour practice and a half an hour game. But yeah, so that's a thing that's happening. And I was like, oops.
You never, I mean, maybe he'll really love it.
I feel like never know. It sounds like it could be really fun.
I know. It's going to be great.
Nice. Ooh, I did go to a piano bar this weekend. That was the one exciting thing I did.
Oh my God.
I went to one of those like old school, like New York City, like old timey, like red sauce pasta joints that had a bar with a piano in it.
Oh, nice.
But like not just any piano. So like it's a piano, like it looks like a baby grand, but it's not. It's an upright that has like this like bar thing built off the back of it that people can like sit on and put their drinks on while the piano player is playing.
Oh, my and, like, that sounds so cool.
It was really cool. It was really a lot of fun. We really had a good time. It was like, we went because the artist that was the piano player that was supposed to be playing was named Chicken Delicious. I am so bummed. Chicken Delicious called out last minute and had a replacement.
Oh no!
Was it the Under Dark Meat Delicious?
Right. It was Meat Underdone.
No way.
No,
okay, that's genius for your understudy.
Yeah, but it was like an old guy that probably like came with the place, and then there was like this young guy, and that they called him the kid. They're like, oh, the kid's gonna come on now.
Oh my God.
Like
awesome.
Sounded like Michael Bublé.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Our waitress was like, I think she came with the restaurant. Like she was like off the boat. She was rocking this visor that just like everything I wanted to be when I am a retiree.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was a real authentic experience.
That's awesome though. Did you get to request songs or?
No, we kept like joking because it was with a few of my friends who are also singers in a previous life. And so we kept kind of like goading at each other to like get up and offer to sing a song, and everyone chickened out. No one did, but there was someone else in the bar that did do that. And she was very good.
That's usually what happens when you're in a bar.
But it was fun. It did at a certain point in the night just kind of become like a big sing-along as opposed to like, you know, you're eating dinner casually and listening to wonderful piano music.
That's awesome. Well, isn't that how all good bar stories end, with piano music and sing-alongs?
Pretty much. At least in my stories anyway.
Awesome. Oh, how was the whiskey that you ordered?
Oh, it was delicious. It's a whiskey I like. It's just,
yeah. Well, I meant to ask the name of it because I want to look into it.
It's called Widow Jane. Is the brand?
I'm gonna write that down.
Yeah, it's based in Brooklyn, ironically enough, but just none of the liquor stores in our neighborhood sell it.
Yes.
So like, I kind of have to go out of my way to buy it. And so I figured while I have the subscription to the site, I would just get it.
Okay. Because when I was editing, I was like, damn it, why didn't I follow up? Because I'd like to know what it was. Okay. Widow Jane. I might look
it up. Yeah, Widow Jane. They have a bourbon, and we get their Applewood mash rye. Like, it's not it's made like a rye, but it's not actually a rye because they don't they don't let it sit distill as long.
Cool.
So, but yeah, there's an Applewood and there's an Oakwood, and we always get the Applewood one.
Okay, good, because I don't like rye, so that's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. All right. So moving on. I was looking for some stuff to talk about today, and I found some promising things. One of them was like this thing that's, I got like a million notifications on, and it's called keto crotch, like the ketogenic diet. Apparently it makes your vagina smell. So I was like, ooh, this has promise. But it kind of was like a meh. It was one of those things I actually read beforehand to see if I would waste our time or not. There was a couple of other things that I looked into, and I was like, not so great. Like some Reddit things. I went to BuzzFeed. So instead I decided we have this book that we haven't actually done yet. There's three of them. We've done two. We have the third one. There's a third one that we need to do. So this is called Pick This or Pick That. I was going to return it because this one's kind of lame. But I feel like if we do this like lightning round style, it could be kind of fun. And it says like pick one or pick the other one and then explain why. But we don't have to explain why unless it's a really good one. So are you guys ready?
Okay.
All right. Dancing or singing?
Ooh, that's hard.
That's funny. I thought that immediately you were going to say singing and Shandy was going to say dancing.
But they're both really fun. I like doing both.
I don't really do a ton of either.
Oh, well, this is going off really, really well.
Well, I guess if I had to pick one, I would say singing, yes. But I can't sing without, like, wiggling my body. So.
Well, you can have them both then.
Yeah, I want to have both. I don't want to pick one.
And I'll pick something else.
You pick neither. You'll give yours to Amanda. Women supporting women. She's sharing, making the sacrifice. Vintage or modern?
Vintage.
I feel like it really depends.
Pick one. You opted out last question.
Vintage.
I have to go with modern.
I like old stuff.
Yeah. So does Jay. I don't. I mean, I do, but yeah.
It depends if it's clothing or if it's like, you know, architecture and then how modern. And anyway, that's fine.
Okay. Video games or board games?
Board games.
So I was going to go with board games, but then I figured like some like the random shit you play on your phone could be considered a video game.
I don't play any random shit on my phone.
I don't really I play them, but I'm bored with all of them. So I'm having a very anti-video game spree.
I'll go with board games then. Candles or incense?
Candles.
Oh my God, that's hard. I want both of these, but I would say candles.
Okay, me too.
Incense makes me nauseous.
Oh.
Yeah, incense. It doesn't make me nauseous. It just makes me like.
So it's the hacking just without the contents.
Snow cones or popsicles?
Snow cones. I have to like reach back into my childhood to remember what these things are. Snow cones.
Is like the ice chips that have the. Yeah.
I guess I'd have to go with popsicle.
I don't
really like either.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if chocolate. You don't like either. Pick one.
Right. Italian ice.
would you rather go on a private jet or a private yacht?
Yacht.
Yeah, probably yacht too. And the thing is like on the private jet, I would be thinking about the emissions. And I'm sure yachts are not great either, but.
I go with jet, and I don't have regrets because it might be my only time on a private jet.
As opposed to all the yachts you go on.
All the yachts I go on.
Yachts for days.
Yachts for Days.
You can do that any old day. That's just a Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm going yachting tomorrow, ladies. I can't stay up
late. I'm recording from my yacht right now.
Chess or checkers?
Unfortunately, I don't actually know how to play chess.
Yeah, me neither.
Which is an embarrassing admission. So I would have to go for checkers.
Wait, why is that embarrassing?
Because I feel like I should.
Stop shitting all over yourself. You don't have to do anything.
Shandy's been called a coastal elite so much that she feels like she needs to learn how to play chess.
It's not that great. Daniel plays on his phone all the time. It's actually kind of irritating.
So is he playing a video game?
He's playing a video. Yes, he's playing a virtual chess game. Yeah.
If I could, well, actually, I would go with chess because then I would have to learn it. Yeah. Because I think in the long run, I could have more fun
with chess than with checkers. Yeah. I would pick Connect Four, but
you just take all those checker pieces exactly. And just
yes, put them vertical.
Since I can't, I guess I'll go with chess because I feel like maybe checkers.
Yeah, why are y'all hating on checkers? I love checkers.
I'll go with checkers. I like checkers. It's fun. M&M's or Skittles?
M&M's.
Oh, that's hard. Now, is it just the plain chocolate M&M's or is this any kind of M&M's?
Any M&M's.
Are we talking peanut butter M&M's? Are we talking peanut?
Any M&M's or any Skittles?
Oh.
M&M's.
Chocolate. Yeah. I'd have to go with M&M's, but I have a really like sentimental, like nostalgia thing with Skittles.
Right.
That was like my grandma's. Well, she had M&M's too, so never mind. Okay, M&M's is fine.
I'll pick M&M's, but I will go on record saying that if there were a pack of Skittles that was just the red and the green, I am all over it.
You like the green ones, huh?
I love the green ones.
You can taste a difference.
I can.
Oh yes. The orange ones. The orange and the red ones are my favorites.
Nah, I don't like the orange ones. With Starburst, they have the, you know, only pink or only pink and red packs. But, like, my office will get, you know, the little two packs of Starburst? Mm-hmm. I only like the red and the pink ones. And my coworker only likes the yellow and the orange ones. So we are like a match made in Starbucks heaven. Starburst heaven.
Nice.
Yogurt or cottage cheese?
Yogurt.
Cottage cheese.
I do like cottage cheese though, yeah.
I'll go with yogurt. I don't like cottage cheese. But I know love Amanda yogurt,
but again, it's like I want the good like Greek yogurt. Or French yogurt. Any French yogurt.
See, I don't like French yogurt. It's too thin.
We're almost done.
Thin.
We're just going down.
I mean, unless
it's freaking creamy.
I don't know. Unless what they sell in the American grocery store that they've labeled as French, I'm just not a fan of.
Yeah, no, I'm talking like yogurt that you would buy in France. Like any of the different kinds. It's all delicious.
Okay. I'll have to check it out.
And creamy and good and yeah.
Okay. we're almost done. Netflix and chill or group date with friends?
Depends on what part of my life. Sorry, go ahead.
Right now,
the part of your life that is right now.
Because group date, like, I kind of take issue with the group date thing. Like, are we really deciding who we hang out with based on if they're in a couple or not?
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Well, is that what a group hang out date
like
is?
A group date is like a date with friends, just all friends. They don't all have to be in a couple, but like, would you like to go out with friends?
Just we're all going
group
out.
Date.
That's right. I take the word date always. Apparently,
but a date is still
because
like
that's
making
what date
plans.
Means. But yes, okay.
No, it's like making plans. If I wanted to like meet Amanda and Astoria at the beer gardens, I'd be like, it's a date.
Okay, that's true. Okay, fine. Date with friends. I was always like, no, Netflix is chill is my speed. But I get nervous with too much alone time.
Okay.
yeah, I'd probably take the alone time with an occasional hangout with friends.
I feel like, right. I need both. You can't just have one. You just can't have one all the time. You have to have both of those things in healthy moderation.
Which would you prefer? Like 60-40? What's that 60%?
Netflix and chill.
See, that's the thing. It depends on my mood. I could go either way.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I'm just doing this for Matt. Sorry, Matt.
I'm poly-eventing.
Okay, so she's a poly-eventer.
Poly-eventer, that's better.
Poly-dater. We've used the word poly in our episode title several times, like poly-animalist. That was a great episode. That was a great episode, poly-animalist.
I don't remember anything that we talked about. I don't remember where that title came from.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay, well, that one, and then in our very first season, one of our first 10 episodes, I believe, we talked about polygamous relationships, and the episode title might have come for that, or that might have been the one that we called TLDR. It was around that time. Anyway,
cool.
Moving on. Writing or painting?
Writing.
Writing, just because I don't paint, but I do love the idea of being able to paint.
Totally. Exactly.
It made me sad that I couldn't pick painting.
You could pick painting if you...
I don't paint.
But you could learn to paint, just like Shandy doesn't chess, but she's going to learn to chess.
That's fair. That's fair.
And then finally, Scooby-Doo or Snoopy?
Snoopy.
I don't think I've given much thought to either, but I guess I'd go with Scooby-Doo. I like the sort of murder mystery aspect to it.
Driving around in a van, stoned out of your mind.
Yep. Oh, I guess we're talking
being a meddling kid.
Yeah. I was thinking about like which specific dog do you like better.
that could have been
probably what it was intended to be. I just
went off
in my own little tangent.
It's funny.
I like it.
I want to say Snoopy, but if it's what dog you like intend to. I kind of want to say Snoopy, but I've read a lot of Charlie Brown to Zachary, and Snoopy's kind of an asshole.
Snoopy is an asshole.
Snoopy is a dick. So, like, there's a story where he gets sent away to, like, doggy discipline camp, and this is a children's book, and I read it, and I didn't know what I was getting into, and then as it goes along, I was like, oh, shit, this is, like, real. And so he ends up having to go to like doggy discipline camp, and he like sets out to walk himself and then gets so tired that he stops and goes to like Peppermint Patty's house. And for some reason, she doesn't recognize him as Charlie Brown's dog. And he like lives with Peppermint Patty for a while, and she puts him to work to do slave labor. I'm not even kidding. He has to like do like all of her dishes, and they're like stacked up, and he's got like scrubber floor. And finally, one day, Charlie Brown figures out that he's not at doggy discipline camp and comes back and randomly like finds him at Peppermint Patty's house or something, I don't know. And like then the lesson is you have it better at home, so don't try to run away. I mean, it's like an intense book, and again, I had no idea. So as I'm reading this to, because he was just given, I think the book is like a gift, you know, as we go through, I'm like, oh my god, this is a lot to process for a four-year-old.
Damn. Yeah.
Anyway, that being said, I'd go with Scooby-Doo.
It's fair.
All right. Well, that's all I had for that. Do we want to get into some feedback?
Sure.
All right. Before we do, let's take a moment and stop to have a quick ad break.
Hooray.
All right. We are back and we are ready for some facey back or farting in your facey back, as we have affectionately dubbed it over the years. How did that even start, farting in your facey bag?
I was thinking about that the other day, actually, and I can't remember.
I know that I think it started with like the fuck you in the face thing.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And then it somehow devolved into farting in your face, and then farting in your
facey bag. And I think it predates Fartgate.
Yes, I think it does.
Is it from Fartgate?
It's definitely before.
Yeah.
I guess we could go back through the Google Docs and see the first time Shandy ever wrote Farting.
The first time it makes an appearance.
Didn't we call an episode Fart You in the Face? Fart You in the Face was an episode title.
Sure.
It 100,000% was an episode title, which now now you know that I just 5 seconds before we started recording was like, we're doing so great on time. But now I'm like, if I don't figure out when we started farting in your facey back, I'm going to not be able to figure anything out for the rest of my life.
So I'm guessing that we said, like, fart you in the face as a nicer way of saying fuck you in the face. And then we probably said fart you in the face. Oh, in the face back. Oh, yeah. farting in your face, you back.
That's got to be. Polyanimalist, as I'm scrolling down to figure out which the farting in your face, you back was. That was, so, okay, I said that was my one of my favorite episodes as of recent. That was when we talked about the movie Blockers and did some of the second Civil War feedback. Remember?
God, Blockers was really good.
What?
Blockers was really
good. Blockers was so fun.
It was such a pleasant surprise.
It's on HBO now. I need to, like,
oh, nice! Or,
like, HBO now. So I kind of, every time I see it, I'm like, I have to rewatch that because I love that movie. Keep It Civil War was the one before that, which might be my... Okay, Fart You in the Face was season 3, episode 1. So it kicked off this season.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was when Got called and had the possibly drunk voicemail. Been settled in my mind.
True.
Yeah, so that had to have been how Farting in Your Face Back came at, because Fart You in the Face was the episode. Man, just looking back, the first at least 4 episodes, if not 5 episodes of, if not 6 episodes of season 3, I love.
Nice.
Damn.
And we're now on the 34th?
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? That was a very long time ago. Hey, we finally watched and reviewed Scent of a Woman. What the fuck movie was that?
it was that short. It was the cheese. It was the lactose intolerance.
Oh my God. That was awesome. That's why, because she was farting. There we go.
Oh, that's where, right.
That was awesome. That's why I love that episode so much. We reviewed a short about a woman having guess.
I'm glad we solved that.
Oh, man.
Farting in your face back actually goes down to, no pun intended, basically a sort of reference to cunnilingus. Mm-hmm. Is kind of what it all comes down to. I feel like that's an appropriate place to always go back to.
Yeah, I love cunnilingus.
Yes.
It's great.
Just saying. Indeed.
All right. Now we've solved that. But, oh my God.
Where were we? What were we doing?
I don't know. If I was going to go to top 10 broadcast episodes, though, I think those first few in season 3 would make it to my top 10.
Nice.
Yeah. I just remember editing those was like a joy. Like, I just had, but just like last week's episode, I had like the best time editing it. That's why I was finished with it on Thursday night and had it published at midnight on Friday, because like I actually had it finished at 11:45 and was like, I could wait 15 minutes. I could stay awake for 15 more minutes. Like, let's do this. Because I couldn't do it early because we talked about releasing it on that date. So that was how that whole thing, and I was like, well, I got to wait till 12:01. So anyway, yeah. Yeah. I really love last week's episode too. I've re-listened to it and I still like it. Yeah, I did it while I was geocaching. It was like my Rocky music. I was like,
it all comes full circle.
Pump it up. Gonna listen to myself talk. All right. Starting off, Rebecca says, although you mentioned wanting to release it on March 9th, I think today is much better since it's International Women's Day. Listening to you three is definitely one of the ways I'm celebrating.
Yay.
I know. I can't believe we didn't even associate that.
I know. And dates are such a big thing.
I know. Man.
Dates and women are like the two big things on this podcast.
Yeah.
So really, the irony.
Yeah. Dates and women. I'll write that down as a potential episode title. It's going to get us our all bread and the butter. Googles, all of the Google hits.
Yes.
Probably not by the people that we want to listen to this.
Nope. Yeah, what did you call that group of men? Men's rights?
Oh, MRAs? I was referring to the incels, but... all the same. Anyway, yeah. All our women listeners, happy International Women's Day.
Yep.
And then Ro followed up with, got this from a friend's timeline. It's a graphic that says it was never a dress, and it takes the women's silhouette like we have in our logo, and instead it changes it to a top with a cape. So the dress part is a cape. And I love that. I've seen that meme before, and I love that.
And yeah, I will never not love that meme. Yes. Every time it pops up, it brings me joy.
I not so subtly tagged Jacob in that. But I would like a sparkly cape because I like sparkles. Make it happen. And then Ro said on another note, if you're ever looking for an old honorary broad, I'm sorry, if you're ever looking for an old broad to add to the honorary team, I'm available. Sold. I think.
Yeah.
Come on board.
You're in.
We should just let people pick their own number now.
Yeah. Just like name your own star.
Or like their name. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a sports team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what's your call sign? You just make it.
Yes.
Right. Ooh, or wait, does somebody have to give that to you?
No, I think you pick your own call sign.
Well, I think somebody gives it to you.
No, these are our rules. So we're saying you can pick your own.
I've seen Top Gun a lot. I think they all picked their own. they never address it.
Yeah. Interesting. So do presidents get to pick their own like Secret Service names or no?
Oh, I have no idea. Who assigns
their code names? No, they don't, because I'm reading Michelle Obama's book right now, and I just read the part where she talked about they all got their own, how they got their security names, like their Secret Service names. They pick, it's like the whole family has like a theme. They're like a version on the same theme. So like Obama's was like,
that's really cool.
Renegade. Yeah. So like Michelle's was like Renaissance, and like they let the two girls pick theirs.
Oh, that's cool.
And they were like all R's that kind of had that like R-E flow to it.
Okay, so that goes
like resilience or.
Yeah, good to know.
Yeah, the book is really great.
I highly recommend. I can't wait to read it. But you know, I've never going to read a book ever.
I'm still on the waiting list. I actually, my number came up at the library. But because my notifications from the library are still set up under like my Hotmail email that I really never check.
Oh, you missed it.
Oh, I missed it.
Oh no. Oh, I'm sorry. That sucks.
Amanda, do you have it?
Then I put another hold on it, and now I'm waiting, and I changed my email, and I hope it works.
Amanda, do you own it or did you get it from?
Yeah, no, I own it. I put it on my list. Daniel's family, they do like a sibling gift exchange.
Okay, that's like a Secret Santa. Okay.
And I put it on my list as like my
Secret Santa.
Okay. So Maggie was listening to the episode on March 9th.
Nice.
Oh, speaking of, Rebecca also reminded us that Women's History Month was just starting, so we have plenty of time to celebrate, and we are with that patrons offer that we have.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Patreon.com/JaneJack. And then Rebecca finishes with, I just finished listening to the entire episode. I think it was an appropriate discussion for today anyway. And that, yay, I believe, would be our discussion about the birth control stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Ro also listened on March 9th. Hashtag women rock. Hashtag women do rock. Maybe I'll also add that to the list of episode titles. Just, you know, women rock, because we do. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get a different group of people that we want listening to us.
True.
Janice says, referring back to the geocache comment, I did see several people find it. There were three big trees out front of my office. It was hidden in the limbs of the middle tree. It was only a rolled up piece of paper in a plastic tub that you signed your name to. Okay, so there you go. We were wondering earlier on about what they are. This was in a tree, and it was in a plastic tub. So maybe they are all in plastic tubs. Like, what was that?
Sorry.
Is that a cat?
Yeah. Fiona was being very calm, and then all of a sudden she decided to get feisty with my hand. And so I was trying very hard not to scream.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And she's down.
All right, then. That's great. And what she said, she's down. JP gave me a little bit of crap about my Seinfeld reference. My Seinfeld imitation. I know. It was bad. It was bad. I'm not even going to try, but it was bad. Fallon says, I give my kids salmon and call it pink chicken. Now I just need to worry about salmonella poisoning.
Minor detail.
Yeah, that was smart because we do salmon every Monday and Zach just won't eat it because we've explained that it's salmon, it's fish. I should have told him that was pink chicken because Alex loves the salmon. It's the Costco salmon with like the garlic pesto butter. And Alex really likes it. And Okay, so last week I mentioned how like we don't do the salmon with him. But this past week I was like, of course, now after I already told the world that like we don't do that. He grabbed a piece off of my plate and ate it and didn't die. So I was like, all right. Yeah.
Nice.
And then he wanted more. So
just got to throw those things out into the universe. Anything else he doesn't eat that you wish he would? Air it now.
Not yet. Not yet. We'll think. We'll figure it out. Lori said, oh my. Okay. So this is in regards to, if you didn't get it from beforehand, this is in regards to like the lies that you tell to your kids to get them to do something. Lori said, oh my God, my friend's daughter won't eat onions. So she told her they were clear peppers. That's pretty smart. Kayla said, my parents used to threaten that they'd take me back to Costco when I was acting up as a kid because they bought me there. Oh. All right. Well, that's pretty funny to me. It is still a running joke in our fam, although I always try to change it to Office Depot because of my love of school supplies / organization and that my mom was bought at Costco and my dad at Home Depot. That's pretty funny, actually. I would want my parents to return me to IKEA so I could live there.
Yeah, that would be fun.
P.S. I still have almost all of my New Adventures of Mary Kate and Ashley books in rainbow order, as I like to call it. I just came across them this weekend as we're clearing everything out for our move. That's a synchronicity, Kayla. Mm-hmm. And then we'll finish up the facey back with that's what she said.
All right. I did it again.
Oops, I did it.
I believe what you were throwing out.
I got to go through all my notes. Like, how did I do that again? I hate when that happens.
Didn't know how far you wanted to push it.
Good job. You did it right. You found our Easter egg.
I want Matt to have that one.
With honey and lemon, I'm feeling a little feisty.
I'll give it to you.
You'll get it at some point.
You had one 2 days ago.
Okay, that was awesome. That was one of the more realistic ones we've ever read.
That's true. Legitimate. I had noticed when I was in the middle of the night with Zach, with Alex.
Just confirmation that the Amanda method works.
Yeah, it does.
Yes, I'm glad you had success.
Hey, you found this spot, I think, I guess. I've only found one, okay?
That's what he said.
Geocache, the clitoris edition.
Geoclit.
I am beyond sad that I probably can't make that an episode title. But just so you know, that would totally be the episode title. According to my phone, I've been like really close to a whole bunch of clits. Of them. Just keep keeps getting better and better.
I took it up until the day Alex was born, and they were like, yeah, you can't take that anymore if you're going to nurse.
Oh. You can't post a picture of that or a video.
I have to do mine. Usually I'm done by now. I feel like that's something that she would say in Russian Doll.
Yeah.
I could even say that.
Yeah. Those were the only two big ones for me.
I feel like we've done stuff like that with that to Zach.
I don't know if this is a thing that's going to happen or not.
I might be taking that back because I like the other dark meat better.
That's Get funny. It to us.
I'm willing to have it on the show.
Oh dear.
All right, let's wrap this up with some butter shemales. I think the first one is from Steph, and it is Lies We Tell Our Children.
Steph says, "Hi, broads. While I don't remember an outrageous lie I told my kids, I do have one I wanted to share that a friend of mine would tell her adolescent son that is so wrong, but so funny. She would tell him that having sex would make him poop, and that he would poop all over the girl during the act. I'm not sure if he ever believed it, but it didn't stop his teenage self from having sex, and he eventually called her out on her lie and told her if that's what happened to her, then she must have some kind of problem. While he might not have believed her, I'm sure it was in the back of his mind during that first time when he would make one hell of a first time story. Sure. And now look at this. I went from never sending an email in 10 plus years to 2 in 1 week. Look what you started,
Yay!
Steph. Keep it coming, Steph.
Yes.
I hope that look what you started is in next week's That's What She Said haul.
I have to say, man, this is messed up. That's like one way to fuck with your kids.
Right.
It's messed up, but it's not as messed up as some of the things.
I think it is messed up as some of the things.
I think so, only because by the time you're an adolescent, you have a certain amount of like your own autonomy, and it just feels like a lie as opposed to like a little white lie that like
to negotiate with a
kid that can't rationalize things yet.
See, I guess I just figured that she said a friend of hers, so it had to be somewhat recent, and then that kid could just, you know, like Google it. So I think that's kind of where I went, because that's what I would do, would be like, does sex make you shit?
I mean, for me, especially just coming off of leaving Neverland, it's just like, your parents telling you a really fucked up lie that has to do with sex. It's like crossing a weird line, and then also is going to lodge itself into your head and into your like erotic imagination in a way that's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least he didn't believe her.
Yeah. So. He didn't believe her and he had sex anyway. But again, like you never know like what.
Well, and then I would worry. Then you've kind of closed off the door of having a healthy and honest 100. Conversation about sex with your kid.
Yeah, that's true, actually. That is totally
completely.
True. Yeah. Thank you for writing in, Steph. Let's make it 3 times in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Did you watch?
Let's keep it up.
Yeah. Look what we started. If you've watched Leaving Neverland, not Finding Neverland, if you watch that too, you can let me know what you think about it.
Maybe we'll talk about that in a much later episode.
Yeah. Oh my God. Can you imagine that'll be like our summer fluff episode? And now we're going to talk about Johnny Depp classic, Finding
From the people that didn't bring you Leaving Neverland.
Well, maybe.
A different movie. Completely different subject matter. Completely different everything.
And watch, I'm
but
still going to.
One similar word.
I'm still going to watch.
One word makes all the difference.
One shared word in the title.
I still will probably watch Finding Mr. Banks instead. But
that's fine.
We all come to the podcast and discuss the movie that we Not tweet.
What do you think this movie is?
What's the Winnie the Pooh one that I literally just watched?
I'll watch Snoopy. Snoopy goes next door.
Snoopy goes next door. No, I will. Okay.
Finding Snoopy.
Leaving Snoopy.
Leaving Snoopy. Snoopy, yeah. Putting Snoopy to work. I will post a picture of that book because I have to find it.
You're finding the book.
Finding the book. That Snoopy book.
Not leaving the book.
I'll post a picture of it on either our Instagram feed or the live, the story thing. Yeah. Depends on, like, you know, how, like, artsy I can make it. Which, you know, back going back to that, like, would you rather paint or what was the other question?
Write or paint.
I feel like artsy Instagram should have been like the modern like option there. But anyway.
Well, okay. Speaking of would you rather and Instagram, I did have a kind of would you rather poll on Instagram, which was surprising.
You did.
The results, yeah. Would you rather?
Now, anyway, somebody whatever. That voted for the winning poll, I was not surprised with the results. I just assumed everybody thought like me.
So, would you rather have to clean a litter box, but then have the feeling, this is obviously I was cleaning my litter box while I was thinking this, but have that feeling of accomplishment once you're done versus
not have a cat at all?
Not have a cat at all.
Oh, so that's how I
have a lifestyle, have a lifestyle where you don't have to do that. Just so mine was cleaning a cat box as an example, but like the mundane, like, repeated chores of everyday life. Would you rather do that, check it off your list, and feel accomplished, or have a life where you don't have to do it in the first place?
Oh, see, like, no, I
somebody
assume...
Somebody else does it for you, or, you know?
I assume that you meant not have the cat in the first place.
Oh, good God, no.
Oh, well, that's
the famous option.
Okay, well, I wonder how many of our listeners thought the same thing, because that's why I went with do it and check it off versus, like, not having the cat.
Well, there are 10 people who voted in the poll, and 6 of those voted like you, and 4 of those. Actually, to be fair, Tasia was downtown. I hope I'm not blowing up her spot too much, but she was downtown when I was Instagramming that, and she wrote me, and she was like, I just voted in your poll, but I may have misread it and voted wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
I think I did it kind of wrong.
Okay, because I definitely misunderstood it then. I think, I mean, I would clearly vote for the lifestyle in which somebody else cleans the cat box and does everything.
See, there you go.
I think I would have to do that too, because I feel like there's plenty of other things I do in my life that I feel accomplished.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, maybe we'll have to do a round 2.
We will. Stay tuned for that, everybody. All right, Steph, thanks for writing in. Russian Doll or Leaving Neverland, whatever, or anything else you've got, send it to us next week. Make it a threesome. We want a threesome. We want a Steph threesome. All right, moving on. Honorary Broaddom. Hello, this is from Michael. This is in response to Mr. David Gott's email last week about Mike's change.org petition. Hello, Shandy, Amanda, and Colleen. I generally don't, and I believe he was writing this email from Disney. So take that into consideration. I generally don't reply to men mansplaining the rules of honorary broadhood, but here we are. It's very strange to me that Maggie, Dez, and Astrid, the littlest broad, were thought of in some special category separate from the amazing hosts of the show. Last I checked, you are all women. I know some people in our society have a proclivity to stick people in boxes and look at them as separate from the whole, but that's not what the broadcast has ever been about. Yes, that's right. We are separate from the whole.
We don't put anyone in boxes.
Not at all. We had an episode.
Unless they ask to be put there.
No. Exactly.
We actually had an episode once called Get Out of My Box. True story.
It's like the one where we relive all our previous titles.
Yeah. And I'm amazed every time. Like, wow, that's really funny. Good job.
Actually, this is released.
Seriously, we're so witty.
Yeah, well, don't be that excited. This was released a year ago because it was in my time hop today.
As I said, it'd come up in your time hop.
It's in my time hop today, actually. And I believe that it was Amanda talking about her Stitch Fix.
Ah.
I'm pretty sure. One of you were talking about Stitch Fix, but Stitch I think it was Amanda, if memory serves me correctly, which could be wrong. But anyway, okay. I only see the men as honorary because we are the ones who are asking to be in your space. It was an odd argument to pit women contributors and hosts against each other, asking one group to approve of the other as if they are not all part of the whole. Honorary or not, I will happily be a contributor and supporter, but I can't in good conscience participate in creating some hierarchy of women contributors. Blah, blah, blah. But I can't in good conscience participate in creating some hierarchy of women contributors and hosts like other people have done. Leave the show, best regards, Mike.
Okay, so I do have to say like he says, it had never occurred to me to include women as honorary broads because the honorary part was that they're not women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like,
yeah but I'm then sorry, once I heard God's email though, it was like, oh damn, maybe we've been misthinking this the whole time.
It did give me pause.
It gave me lots of pause.
But then it's like, how do you interpret it? Is it honorary host or honorary broad, meaning woman?
I know? I think
I took it as well. Oh, I want to be as maybe I put in a third category.
Yeah, I want to be as inclusive as possible. Yeah, so we've got like broads, honorary broads, and other.
But I'm saying the honorary broads. Are they honorary broads because it's honorary hosts, or are they honorary women?
I think they are an honorary member of our tribe.
And so people who are already actually women, do they need to be honorary? You know what I mean? Like, so what is our tribe? Do they need to be honorary because our tribe is the podcasters of the broadcast, or is our tribe women?
Our tribe is the community.
Right. I think it's both. I think it is both. We just need to determine.
I think we should take.
Broad is not an identifier. It is a frame of mind.
It's a frame of mind. That's exactly
spirit of being.
It's a spirit of being an honorary broad. I think we should table this and let the men continue to peacock it out.
And oh, yeah. That's great. I am enjoying that very much.
And you know something? We will decide the answer at the live show in Raleigh.
Yes.
I like that.
I think that will be pretty fucking funny. So we will let everybody pick their sides, which I don't even really know at this point what they are. But we will make this part of our live show in May.
Love it.
Yeah.
Great.
Cool. Keep them coming, guys. Your chess move, I think. And then let's finish up this show with this week in Andy's virginity.
All right. So Andy writes in, "Hey, broads. It really is interesting how sometimes my updates sync with what you talk about during the show. Not that I'm on hashtag Team Universe, but maybe if you talk about having lots of sex, these updates will get a lot more interesting. Potential topic for you and or the listeners based on last week's talk about unrealistic sex scenes. What was something that surprised you about sex that movies/TV left out? I'll probably have something when I have it, but we'll have to wait for my answer. One of the reasons why I never had sex is I have a long-standing fear of getting a woman pregnant. I was always worried I'd be the poor dope who'd get her pregnant the first time. Oh, man. This is our culture really doing a number on you. Mm. My anxieties didn't help matters either, as I wound up thinking of any possible problem that can arise and probably falling for some urban myths when I was younger. Obviously, there is still risk in protected sex, true, but I'll be smart and do what I can to reduce it. Needless to say, I'll be using protection for the foreseeable future. Granted, I probably won't be having sex for the foreseeable future, but you get my drift. That's about it this week. I may be helping Alice out with a project she has, but nothing else to report besides I made a to-do list. Now I just got to scratch something off of it. Hashtag, that's what she said. Hashtag, I'm with hers, Andy. All right.
Right.
You can actually put something on the to-do list that you know will be easy to scratch off of it, or sometimes after I do something, I put it on my to-do list and cross
just so you can.
Yes.
It's low-hanging fruit, but I like it. I think sometimes you need the ego boost, and I think that's totally healthy. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've done things where I put it on my to-do list after I've done it just so I could check it off.
Totally. I'm all for that.
I feel like I'm going to have to follow that, the Shandy method. I feel like that'll help me when I'm having a really cloudy day.
I got sunshine.
Something that surprised you about sex when you had it that you hadn't seen in books or TVs. In media. Because, like, the thing is, it's not like when I had sex, it's not like I had seen a lot of sex represented in media. It's like any sort of most movies or shows that you watch, it's like, you know, people start making out and then cut to the next morning.
Right.
Yeah. Which is most, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. I did watch, when I was in high school, I saw Y Tu Mamá También.
Oh, and in the theaters. I forgot about that movie.
Yeah.
I still have never seen it.
Oh, it's really good. It's totally worth watching. But I saw that in high school at like the independent movie theater. I was just like, holy fuck. But other than that, yeah, not a lot of sex in movies, TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what surprised me. They never talk about like, you know, the whole like waddling to the bathroom.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking about. The cleanup factor is never really discussed or broached in TV and movies.
And it's real because they don't go, like, as we talked about last week, you don't really see a whole lot about, like, the condom thing. And that's the only thing I can think of is at some point they put it on and that's where they can, like, get up and go to work right away or whatever it is.
Right. Just, like, lie back down and just, like, lay there. You got there's some stuff that needs to be taken care of before we can relax.
Yeah. Or, you know. Yeah.
And like not getting a urinary tract infection.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or, yeah. There's just some good hygiene things that need to happen before the cuddling or whatever follows.
Right. Or like it could happen, but like it's not going to happen, you know, 8 hours later after you have fallen asleep because, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That was the one thing that didn't surprise me, but I was like, that's not what they tell you on television.
Yeah.
False advertising. I don't know what I thought, but clearly I didn't think it through. Anyway, yeah. But thanks, Andy. We let us know what happens with Alice and the project. Yeah. Looking forward to hearing from you next week. All right. Well, I think that about does it for us for this week. Get your feedback in for Finding Neverland next week. We have had a request to cover the Lorena Bobbitt
documentary. Leaving. It's leaving Neverland.
Fuck.
I'm leaving.
I'm literally gone. Looking at it being written down. Oh my God, I wrote it down as Finding Neverland. Okay, that's why I keep saying it is I've actually written it down as Finding Neverland. And I didn't even realize this whole time in my mind I saw it as Leaving Neverland, but Neverland. Okay. All right. Well, I think that about does it. All right. All right. Well, I think that about does it for us for this evening. Thank you to our patrons who make this all possible. Thank you. If you'd like to become a patron, you can go to patreon.com/JayandJack. You can go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link at the top right-hand corner of the page. Well, what we have been doing over the last month and now, I guess, month and a half, we've had a lot of extra bonus content for our patrons on the feed. So please check that out. We've had bonus content ourselves, and I think it was pretty fun. Thank you to the patrons who support us at a special thank you to the patrons who support us at a certain level. Thank you to Ed the Creepy Mailman, Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner, Joanne with a Plan, Maggie the Magnificent, and The Drake. Thank you guys so much. Get your feedback in for Russian Doll in 2 weeks and next week Leaving Neverland. I know it sounds weird to be like, give us your feedback about sexual assault, but any kind of abuse in general. I don't know, whatever. Just give us. Let me start it again.
Give us. Just give us. Just give it to us.
Yeah. If you've watched
take a breath. Don't rush back into it.
If you have watched Leaving Neverland, if you have, now it sounds like I'm laughing at such a serious subject. If you have watched I thought by putting Russian Doll first, I would like be in the book. If you have
just give yourself a minute, man. Laugh it out and then start.
If you have watched Leaving Neverland and you would like to give us some feedback, we would love to hear what you have to say for our discussion about it next week. We have actually been given a request to talk about the Lorena Bobbitt documentary on Netflix. I think it's on Netflix.
It's on Amazon.
It's on Amazon. Okay. I have heard very good positive things about it. Do we want to put that on our list of things to talk about too sometime in the near future?
Yes, I was going to try and watch that anyway, so let's do it.
Okay, so we will plan that sometime in the next few weeks, but let's get through Leaving Neverland and Russian Doll, and then we'll figure that out. If you want to check out our Instagram, which has been, I think, really, really fun. It's fun for me.
It's fun for me, too.
Yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah. We are at TheBroadcasters3. And if you want to check out, if you want to get your Team Science Teen Universe mug, you can go to jayandjack.com/store. There's also broadcast stickers. And a little birdie told me that there might be more broadcast merch in the works that will be on the in this store within the next couple of weeks.
Jacob. That sounds exciting.
It sounds exciting. So be on the lookout for that. I think that's all I have. Does anybody else have anything else?
Not that much.
Nope.
All right, cool. On that note, thanks everybody for listening. Please also go watch Finding Neverland. I hear it's great. minus the Johnny Depp thing. So there's that. But anyway, my name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, guys.
See you later.
Bye.